where crops wait for no one, only a combine will do. The used combine blitz is on now at Ag Authority. Great prices, low rate financing, as low as 0% OAC. Big inventory of top brands, Kloss, John Deere, New Holland, Case IH, conventional, rotary, take your pick, plus financing as low as 0%. Built to harvest, priced to move. The used combine blitz is on now at Ag Authority in Canistado. Check them out at agauthority.ca. That's agauthority.ca.
We're seeing some light snowfall diminishing at this hour, but it will be back again overnight tonight, and it will stay with us for a little while tomorrow. A stronger surface high pressure center will push into the region tomorrow and will help to clear us out a little bit in the precipitation. See a little bit more sunshine for a little while, and it will get colder again tomorrow night, and we'll expect to see Saturday morning's temperatures possibly brutally cold across parts of the region. Temperatures down deep into the negative 20s, maybe pushing close to minus 30. Now, I think that may be a little bit of a reach, but nonetheless, it'll be cold. High temperatures this afternoon will be stuck pretty much where we are, mostly negative single digits. Tomorrow, we'll likely see the morning temperatures in the negative teens, the afternoon temperatures maybe in the range of minus 13 to minus 11, but that's about as good as it gets. And then we bring in that extra cold air mass, temperatures will plummet into the negative 20s on Saturday morning, and we'll likely see the afternoon temperatures struggle to get up to maybe minus 22 or so, minus 20 or 22. And we do expect to see the temperatures then on Sunday morning to again fall deeply into the negative 20s. But a little bit of recovery will occur after that, with afternoon temperatures rising into the negative teens on Sunday, and Monday we may get back into some negative single digit readings. Our nighttime lows will rebound also, with mostly negative teens and a few negative lower 20s. Now, we do expect another opportunity for precipitation to come and go across the region as we work our way through the weekend into next week. At the moment, though, no major storm system is likely. The models do allow for a little bit more significant low pressure system to possibly develop and push across parts of our region around midweek next week, but I'm not ready to buy into that. I think the models are a little bit too excited about that event, and I think the odds are relatively good that we will see a more limited amount of precipitation. Now, the light snow events that come and go, like that which is going to occur tonight and into the morning tomorrow, we'll probably see just the dusting of accumulation coming with that event, and there will be another short-term break in precipitation, but another chance for snow flurries and snow showers occurring on Sunday, and that will be very light precipitation, once again not likely to accumulate very well. And then the next low pressure system will pass off to the southwest of us, pushing across Lake Diefenbaker down into North Dakota, so we'll see a little bit of leftover snow from that system, but another dusting. In fact, I think for the most part, from now through the first part of next week, we probably won't see much more than trace amounts upwards to around 3 to 5 centimeters of snow, depending on your location. None of it is likely to be very great, and the travel will continue favorable.
That is the sound of a horse that's happy to be home. A good barn does more than stand strong. It keeps your animals dry, safe, and settled. Affordable Barns can build you a premium livestock barn in as little as 3 days. Box stalls included. Design a high-quality custom barn that suits your needs. Delivered and built right on the spot. Made to last. See the options at affordablebarns.com. Affordable Barns. We build it. You use it. It's that simple.